Sometimes in movies, you see a guy doing something or saying something stupid to a woman at a bar. They get a drink thrown in their face or get slapped in the face, and you're like, well, they sure deserve that. Last weekend, Bemidji State's men's hockey team deserved worse than that. They got punched in the nose by Michigan Tech. Not literally, of course. The first weekend that the Beavers hadn't gotten a single point in league play. Swept at home against Michigan Tech. Certainly a slap in the face. A punch in the nose. Certainly a wake-up call. The Beavers' Oliver Peer didn't mince any words.
We got to get better. Obviously, last weekend was not how we want to play. And we're going into St. Thomas. They've been one of the hottest teams in the country, and we know they're good, so we got to bring it. We got to be better. We've tightened up some things already this week at practice, and we're just going to look to get better details.
Either did his head coach, Tom Ceratori.
We just got to get back on track. I mean, there was time this week, and that, you know, looks like we haven't played hockey in a couple months. You know, defensively, we weren't in great shape. Our rush defense wasn't very good. You know, we struggled on our entries in the power play. And now we're facing a team who's probably the hottest team in the country right now. So, you know, but we've had a good week of practice so far. And it was good to get those games, out of the way. And, you know, now it's a new weekend.
Beavers did manage to make last Saturday's game close. But close just wasn't good enough. Sidewall tries to cut into the middle. Ryan Henderson knocks him away from the puck. Allows Mitch Wolf to spin, flip it to center. Picked up by Casper Magnuson. Now Oliver Peer. Peer left circle. Five holy scores! Quick snapshot for Oliver Peer, and it's back to a one-goal lead for Tech. It's 3-2.
This is what the doctor ordered, and he got Peer in stride, and just a low shot that fooled Bartuszkiewicz.
Left circle, Flamang. Circles back up top. Flamang leaves it. Casper Magnuson. Casper over to the right side circle. Hudson Thornton down low with a shot. He scores! It's tapped in by Riley Funk with that stick he just got from the bench. Beavers stay on the power play. It's 4-3.
That's the play they're trying to set up. It's the backdoor pass.
St. Thomas, one of the hottest teams in the country right now. They're running a six-game winning streak. One of the tops in the country. Beavers had their wake-up call last weekend. They better be ready to go from the get-go tonight. Beavers and the Tommies. Quarter Bar pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.